Okay, the manager's here to take your questions on the game, if you'd like to put your hand up. Joe,
so you got the second goal. You must have made the last few minutes a bit more relaxing than it's been for you in the past.
Yeah, but we had in the first half Rooney hitting the post, and we had in minute 46 Jesse Lingard in the face of the keeper, so we played well enough in the first half to arrive at halftime with the most comfortable result. But it was not possible, but in the second half we start with the same control. I think even a very difficult opponent like they are, they felt that the game was difficult for them. And I'm so pleased with the way we control the game.
Zlatan, when you signed Zlatan, did you really expect him to have quite the impact that he's had this season, his first in English football?
Yes, I was expecting that because I knew the reasons why he was coming. He was not coming for the wrong reasons. He was not coming for the money. He was not coming for the prestige. He was just coming to enjoy his football and to play in the best league in the world. So he's doing amazingly well. But even in the period where he was not scoring goals, he was important to us. He's important to us for many more reasons than the goals. But obviously, in the last two matches, he scores 3 goals, and we go with 6 points in 2 away matches, which is very important.
Jose, was it in your plan when you signed him to play him as much as you are playing him?
You know, I was expecting in the Europa League to give him a different situation, but we put ourselves in a difficult situation by losing the first match at Feyenoord, and then every match become important, even the last one. We need a point to qualify, so I decided not. But obviously it's something that I do with him. We communicate, we change ideas about his situation and his feelings, and obviously until now he's feeling great.
Have you ever worked with a player with more enthusiasm for the game?
I was very lucky in my career. I had lots of players with enthusiasm. And I had players in the last phase of their careers with 35, 36, 37, and they were still magnificent in their attitude. So I was very lucky, but he's not just a normal player. He's not a player that plays in a position where he can hide a little bit, play with the experience, you know, these amazing central defenders, they can play until they are really older, but a striker you cannot hide, and he's doing very well.
Jose, your thoughts on Zlatan's elbow in the first half? Do you think he was lucky to be staying on the pitch for the remainder of the game? Thoughts on that, did you see it?
You speak about Rondon with Rojo?
Zlatan's elbow.
The fans at the end of plays went over and threw their shirts into the crowd. What did you make of the United fans' support? They sang your name a lot.
I told them to do that. Christmas time. And a shirt for a fan coming direct from the game with sweat means a lot. And for them, it's just one more shirt. Probably they will arrive at the dressing room and they would give to the kit man, or they would give to some friend, or they would change with some West Bromish Albion friend. I think for the fans means a lot. It's a pity that not everyone can get one, but for the ones that get it, I think is a great feeling.
Jose, are you a little frustrated that this brilliant run of form that you're now clicking into, if it come for earlier, you know, you may be having bigger ambitions than merely to maybe just make top 4.
You know, our ambition is to win the next match, and the next match is going to be very difficult. That's our ambition. And the way we are playing, independent of the results, is the way that we want to play, is the way that will bring us to silverware sooner or later. And you know, in some clubs, victories, independent of the way you play, are enough. In some other clubs, it's not enough. And victories, playing quality football is more difficult. Takes more time.
Okay.
And we are doing that.
Last question.
Jed, I presume you were surprised that Rondon wasn't sent to talk for the slap.
But I think the referee did fine. You know, because the game was correct. The game was physical. You know, big guys, big strong guys, you know, they are very physical. We are not so physical as them, but we tried to cope well with that. You know, why a red card to Rondon? I agree with the yellow card and go again. You know, sometimes you look for decisions that sometimes I think is better for the referees to keep control of the game and speak with the players, communicate with the players. The game is 11 against 11. You know, I'm happy with the decision Taylor made with Rondon.
Okay, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.